Lord Jesus, please impart to all of us the absolute critical condition of our nation and the need for deep intercession and fasting. Jesus, deliver us from evil. Deliver our president, our nation, and the world. Amen. Well, my dear heart dwellers, I knew I would have to bring this news to you soon, along with the progress of those criminals in our government who are in the process of being exposed. But I have to say, I am not a news channel, nor do I wish to be involved in news or conspiracies or anything of the like. But the Lord has asked me to touch it lightly from time to time. So the information I'm sharing with you comes from a very credible source, high up in the military, who, when he sees things on a news channel or the like, recognizes top secret disclosures in the media. Because of this ability to discern truth from error due to his position in the government, we have quite a bit of information released by different media outlets that happens to be classified and has been leaked by those persons in the news who are actually CIA agents working against our nation. That said, your prayers are really working. Praise God. Don't think for one moment you were just a little soul praying. As a matter of fact, the littler you are, the purer you are, the greater the weight of your prayers for our nation. For our Heavenly Father loves the humble, the meek, the little, and the pure. So do not slack off on your prayers or get it in your head that you're just a little person praying. All these prayers are having a dramatic impact on what's going on in our nation right now. Our Heavenly Father loves the humble, the meek, the little, and the pure. So don't slack off on your prayers. The Lord called us to prayer and fasting 6 days ago. At that time, I had stumbled upon a piece of news which is most unusual for me because I avoid it. But this night, I felt the Holy Spirit tapping me to pay attention. It was an article by Hal Turner, someone I didn't know. But what caught my attention was the assault on CIA headquarters. His sources said they never left their helicopters, while witnesses said they had landed on the lawn. Hal also said that they were just doing a show of force. When I thought about it, that doesn't make any sense to me. It was on a Saturday, because that would give the CIA all kinds of time to destroy evidence. So I figured we were not getting the truth. And I asked my military source. He is a heart dweller, very devout, and a prayer warrior. And he told me that not only had they landed, but they confiscated all kinds of documents, incriminating a large amount of people in the government and the media. So the Lord also confirmed that's what happened, and called us into prayer and fasting to protect the president and pray that the criminals would indeed be revealed and brought to justice. My particular prayers were that the fake media, MSM, that is the mainstream media, would be laid bare and exposed. Since we have been praying, one well-established reporter was found to be on the CIA payroll, as many others are, in the conspiracy to discredit our president and destroy our country. Another newscaster was fired, and the list of sealed indictments is now over 5,000. Really, I think they'll have to build another jail to hold all these traitors. Here's an update today, 12/6/17, on what transpired since we started praying 6 days ago when the invasion of CIA headquarters took place that previous weekend. And this is by no means comprehensive. I don't get the news, and all kinds of other things could be happening. But I know these things are happening because of our credible source, and I wanted to share it with you. The Marines have proof that Bush 41 ran the CIA operation that killed JFK, that Hildebeest Clinton had Vince Foster and JFK Jr. killed, that she stole 20 million votes in 6 states, that Obama was born in Kenya and Senator Cruz was born in Canada, that Gore won the 2000 election and Bush stole votes in 6 states to win. They know who ran 9/11 and it was an inside job. They also know who in the mainstream media are on the CIA payroll. Big names. The Marines also know who the pedophiles are in the U.S., China, and Europe. Putin took care of and executed the Russian pedophiles. Wow. Which is one of the reasons Russia is the target of the mainstream media scorn. It's coming to a head, and it should be an interesting 2 weeks, my source said. He continued to talk about the financial situation. We're coming to a critical point here where things are about to turn over. At least we believe that. He continued, I personally would never buy cryptocurrency. We have gold and silver. We have some savings and checking. When the crash occurs, stocks and bonds will take a serious hit. The gold standard, real money, will replace the Federal Reserve notes. Laundered money must be reported, which will kill the freedom of the crooks, so laundered money will disappear. Trump and the U.S. Treasury have seized $100 trillion deep state dollars so far and have destroyed hundreds of CIA-run opium factories in Afghanistan. Wow! Congressional drug use will be the next scandal, and many will resign or not run again. And that's the end of his report. This really is already old news, according to what's happening so quickly, but I wanted to let you know your prayers are moving heaven and earth to get this whole situation cleaned up. Now, I need to tell you that the Lord has instructed us to buy gold. We have very little money, so we can't buy a bunch by any means. So I thought that gold was only available in 1 ounce amounts, which is, well, $1,300 an ounce right now. And I think a lot of people are under that impression too. But the good news is you can get some from Walmart, believe it or not. You can buy it from Walmart for, $58. You're not getting as good a deal, but they have several different ways that they market gold. So you're not stuck with having to spend over $1,000 to get gold. There are smaller quantities that you can buy. I just wanted to let you know that because I didn't know it myself. So I'm going to follow the Lord's advice and with what little we have, do that. The information from our source says that it's very likely the crash everyone has been waiting for will happen January 1st, 2018. If it does, the Federal Reserve will be shut down and all the money you have in the bank will vaporize, along with retirement funds and stock investments, and perhaps bonds. I don't really know how this works. I'm just relaying the information to you. There will be an interim system that President Trump will use to smooth the transition, but the deep state is going to try and pin all of this on him and say that he's responsible for the collapse. Yeah, the chatter suggests that Obama and his deep state cronies are going to try and divert attention away from their crimes so they can blame President Trump for a collapse in the economy. Most Americans are not well read enough to know any better because they're feeding off of mainstream media liars. So with what little we have, we are paying our bills as best we can ahead of time so we don't lose anything, and taking the rest to pool with a group to buy gold. The possibility is that Trump will set the gold standard at $5,000 or $10,000 an ounce. That means that a little group who invested will get back in return $1,000 or $2,000 per person. And that means we can still feed the poor and pay their electric bills as needed and send money to Nicaragua for latrines and water systems to help and improve their living conditions because they get so sick. Now, I've never been told to do anything like this before, Heart Dwellers. Never. I'm not shifting my reliance on the monetary system, by the way. I'm obeying the Lord, who knows everything that needs to be known about what will soon take place. So I want you to understand that this is not a change in our approach to our faith at all. I began speaking to the Lord. I said, Oh Lord, my heart is so heavy for those who are going to suffer so much from this. especially the elderly. So much is going to be so terribly disrupted. Please, Lord, please, mercy. Jesus began, it will not happen all in one day. Just like the real estate crisis, it will begin in one day and end in one day, several months later. This is part of my cleansing of this nation. This is a wake-up call to my people who are sitting on the fence. It's time to get your souls in order. This is not just about money. It's about a decadent people who have forgotten me. No longer will one group of Christians be alive and the other dead, spiritually that is. Rather, this will shake the death and lukewarmness out of them to wake up, pay attention, and respond to me. It will not be all that disastrous as you first thought, because it is true, your president is expecting this and has prepared for it. This will not take him by surprise. Although the media will attempt to blame him, that won't last long, as more and more of the corrupt media and politicians are brought to justice. This will not stop him from bringing these criminals to justice. It will confuse people, but only for a short time. It is the praying Christians who will hold this nation together. Guys, the Lord is counting on us. We can't let him down. Oh, my heart aches for those who do not know better, he continued, and have been so lazy, refusing to read the signs of the times. Oh, how I ache and hurt for them. It truly is a harsh measure to bring them into a state of awareness, for they've chosen to sleep through many things they should have been aware of. This unfortunately goes with the middle-class liberal lifestyle as well, as the elderly, retired, who didn't rock the boat but just fit into the mold of conformity, counting up their retirement benefits. Families will be called upon to support their own elderly, putting a new burden on them. This also is by my design, to wake them up from a selfish lifestyle and draw them into hearts of charity and caring, even as the scriptures advise, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. That's Ephesians 6:1. Claire, this is only temporary. Everything will bounce back in a few months. Timing depends much on your prayers, all of your prayers. I do not want you to have the idea that this is the end. It is not the end. It is a temporary adjustment and correction to a society of materialism. You will recover, all will recover, but it will be a difficult transition. I just want you to be prepared to do what you can for all involved and to keep this mission afloat while the transition is taking place. There will be a resurgence of holiness and prosperity that, if handled well, will last quite a season. However, if people begin to forget me again, that will be the beginning of the end. I want you to be encouraged, Jesus continued. I want you to encourage others along with the warning. There are several steps they too can take. First and foremost is prayer and support your president. He will not lead you astray. He will lead you out of this collapse if you pray and follow him. Encourage others to follow him and to stay in prayer. Much will depend on how much you stay in prayer, fast, and give. The dangerous place to be during this transition are the big cities, but there is not going to be the kind of rioting and pandemonium you imagine. It's going to be a slow, increasing depression until the system rights itself. It will put a hole in the president's economy, but it's going to bounce back. As I have told you before, rest in me, trust me. It's not going to be as traumatic as some have presented it who wanted to sell their schemes. There's a lot of that on the internet. Nevertheless, he continued, turning your cash into gold is still the right thing to do until the system rights itself. And just as I was preparing to record this, which you probably already know, in an extremely inflammatory move as far as the Muslims are concerned, President Trump proclaimed Jerusalem the capital of Israel. Hallelujah, it's about time. And dear heart dwellers, just a little while ago, this quote came in and I checked it on the internet, and it is accurate according to some sources. It says, a stunning Ministry of Foreign Affairs report circulating in the Kremlin today detailing the agenda of Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson for their meetings tomorrow in Vienna during the summit of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. It states that as a priority item heading the list for discussion is President Donald Trump's declaration of war. This is what they're calling it. Decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and reveals that Trump had previously related to President Putin that he had no choice to do as he needed for divine protection, to protect himself and his nation from satanic forces, and who bluntly warned, either God will win or I will die. And that quote I've taken from whatdoesitmean.com, but it's in several other places too. Back to our knees, heart dwellers. The cat's out of the bag. This has been a satanic nation since the 60s and even before. But now the deep state is being exposed and prosecuted. Pray, pray, pray for our president and the nation. And thank you for being faithful to take care of our needs so we can continue to do what the Lord has called us to do. God bless you and thank you.